to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the magic of raspberries and blackberries. I've been thinking about raspberries and blackberries as we approach the old harvest festival of Lunasad on August 1st. In the olden days, it was traditional to serve raspberry and blackberry pies to honor the start of the grain harvest. These berry pies manifested abundance, for they contained all the goodness of the earth, the rain, and the sunshine bursting forth from the berries. Blackberries and raspberries are members of the vast rose family. Made into jams, preserves, wines, and compotes, these berries were emblematic of the riches of summer and the pleasures of the senses. But raspberries and blackberries were also valued for their magical and healing properties, and many spells survive from the past. Both kinds of berries were sacred to the Celtic great triple goddess Brigid, who ruled healing, poetry, and smithcraft. Brigid was invoked in a healing spell, which used the berry leaves to heal a burn. The healer picked 9 leaves, for 9 was a magical goddess number. She then dipped the leaves into spring water and laid the leaves on the burn. Then she chanted the following spell 3 times, invoking Brigid, the sun goddess. 3 ladies came from the east. 1 brought fire, 2 brought frost. Out fire, in frost. Brigid's healing fire went into the burn, through the berry leaves, and her soothing frost drove out the pain. The leaves and fruit were used to heal other ailments as well, and even today, raspberry leaf tea is recommended for women's issues. Because of the unusual shape of these berries, raspberries and blackberries were also used in spells to increase wealth. In these fruits, the berry is not just one globe with a seed inside. It is many globes with seeds, adhering together to make a single berry, which, to our ancestors, symbolized abundant wealth and fertility. But in spite of this rich folkloric heritage, I've never been much of a fan of raspberries or blackberries, mainly because of their long, arching canes that are armed with big, sharp, recurving thorns like fangs that tear my clothing and my skin. However, this aggressive attribute of berry plants made them useful in magical spells for protection. They were believed to be favored by fairies because they kept humans away from fairy forts. Our ancestors hung the branches of raspberries and blackberries over their doors and windows to keep out malevolent energies. To break a curse, you crawled backwards through a stand of raspberries, letting the thorns rake away the curse. They also made thorny spell bottles to keep harm away. I made one once. Take a glass jar with a tight-fitting lid. Pick some raspberry and blackberry canes, cut into 9 pieces, and put them into the jar. Fill the jar with blood-red wine. Cover with the lid and seal it with melted wax. And say the following chant 3 times. 3 ladies came from the sun. 1 brought blood, 2 brought thorns. Abide, blood. Abide thorns, whilst I have need of thee. Set the spell bottle in a window to receive moonlight from the new moon to the full moon, and each night meditate on how protected you want to feel. At the full moon, thank the thorns, put the spell bottle away in some dark corner of your pantry, and forget about it. The protection spell is now working. Thanks be to raspberries and blackberries. So be it, and so it is. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.